You may not know what Billy West looks like, but you've probably heard his voice. He's a vocal artist who's done everything from classic cartoon characters to dead-on celebrity impressions. For several years, he appeared regularly on The Howard Stern Show. Billy West created several of the voices for Matt Groening's animated comedy series Futurama. When Fresh Air contributor Dave Davies spoke with West, they began with one of the more exotic Futurama characters whose voice Billy West created.
Now, there's Zoidberg. Tell us what Zoidberg looks like and give us his
Zoidberg,
voice.
Zoidberg is sort of a fleshy, sort of orange color, and he has a lot of, like, tentacle things hanging from his mouth. That is his mouth. And he's a crustacean, and he's got claws, and he wears, like, almost Dr. White's or, you know, intern White's for clothes, and he wears sandals for some reason. And he's poor, and he's a doctor. That's what I love the best about him. He's poor. You know, he's always like, you know, Zoidberg, please. Hooray, I'm popular. That voice, you know.
Yeah, where
like,
did that voice
lady,
come from?
Bring me a sandwich from the dumpster and leave the maggots on it. It's a combination of a couple of people in show business that I always found really funny and interesting, and they were what I used to describe as marble mouth.
Uh-huh. And who are they? Can you tell us?
One was from vaudeville. I don't know if anybody remembers the word vaudeville or what it actually means, but it was theater. And there was a performer back in those days named George Jessel.
Of course.
And he was the Toastmaster General of the United States, you know, and he would always have, you know, appropriate toasts for every occasion. I don't know how that makes you famous or anything, but he had kind of a marble mouth, and he used to do a routine on stage, like talking to his mother, you know, from show business. He's out on the road, and he's like, "Hello, Mama. Yes, it's your son George from The Money Each Week." You know, like, in other words, right. Who? And the other guy was an actor by the name of Lou Jacoby. He was in the movie Arthur, and he said, well, he's in tons of movies, but he's in the movie Arthur, and he said to Arthur, "What's it like having all that money?" And he was in, you know, he was in The Diary of Anne Frank, and I thought it was so impactive and so horrendous and everything. But the casting, they cast Ed Wynn as the head of the household. And then they hired Lou Jacoby to play the Uncle Buddy. And they're going through this horrible thing trying to hide from Nazis, and Uncle Buddy was like taking more than his share of the little bit of rations they had, so Ed Wynn had to yell at him. But they're two comic actors, and I used to sort of snicker, and I'm going to smack myself, and I go, "No, this is crazy. You can't. This looks in the horrible story this is." But he'd be like, "Here all along we thought it was the rats, Buddy, and it was you." And he'd go, "I stole from the children. I'm sorry that I stole from the children." You know, and it's just, I'm sorry, but the next time you watch it, please don't laugh on my account.
Do you combine voices a lot to get something that you like? I mean, do you,
oh,
you're like
There's
somebody
fusions.
In a laboratory just putting, you know, I don't know, Jackie Gleason and, you know, whoever together?
Yes, those are great things. Doing impressions is one thing. But it's not like you bring a whole lot to it except your skill for mimicry. But if you take certain aspects, like different people in showbiz periphery, and you fuse them together, you come up with these amalgams of characters, and they kind of take on their own life. The character Zap Brannigan was based on a lot of disc jockeys I grew up with, like, because I worked in radio.
Right.
Now,
let's, for the audience, Zap Brannigan is...
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's a character in Futurama. Just explain who he is and then where we came up with
sure.
that voice. Yeah.
Zap Brannigan is a character on Futurama. He's a starship captain, and it would be like if William Shatner ran the Enterprise and not, you know, James T. Kirk. And he has that kind of pompousness. And he's got a voice that... I listened to disc jockeys. I used to work with them. I mean, they were, some of them were the old days guys that were phasing out. And they carried their temerity in a wheelbarrow, and they loved far and away above everything else in the world the sound of their own voice. And they'd be like, you know, "Coming to the Worcester Centrum, meh." You know, they would never let it go. It had to have this hamburger helper in it, you know, just because they wanted to swing with every pitch and fill the air with their sound. All right, in about 5 minutes, it's coming up on 8 o'clock, and 5 minutes after 8, it'll be 5:08 on all-time radio. You know, those kind of guys were part of it. And then I loved the big, dumb announcers from the old days, too. The old guys that were on the radio would come in and go, "Friends, you know what you and I need? Really need? A good cup of coffee. And that's where Cava comes in. It's got no caffeine, you know."
Some of the other characters we just got to go over. Larry Fine, the Three Stooges, member that everybody forgets. You had a lot. You did a lot with Larry Fine.
Well, I just thought he was so deliciously peripheral, and the little that he did used to blow me away. He was the stooge in the middle. He really didn't have a whole lot to say. It was Moe and Curly always doing number on each other, and Larry would be in the corner. But every now and then he'd go, "Be careful, Mo. You know, what's the matter with this Christmas tree? Hey, Mo, you put too much tinsel on the Christmas tree." "No, I didn't." It's just the stupid stuff that he said. "Hey, Mo, I peed on my shoe." "Hey, Mo, I broke your Pesach dishes." "Why, you idiot. This is the meat. This is the dairy." Zochumf.
Vocal artist Billy West spoke with Fresh Air contributor Dave Davies last July. Our week-long series featuring some of our most entertaining interviews of the year continues tomorrow. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Sue Spolin directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.